Well,
Like a
though,
new f what?
I feel you. It's been like over the course of the months, but ever since COVID, I feel like I lost my interest in. Well, there just hasn't been new music, you know? Or, I don't know. It just changed my. I haven't been listening to music as much as I did pre-COVID, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
What were you. How
That's
do you feel?
interesting.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like with COVID, I tend to listen to music more.
You'd think that, but personally, I don't listen to music through headphones just because one, I lost my AirPods, and two,
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere. The majority of the time that I do listen to music is in the car or like when I'm with you guys.
Oh no, that's true. Yeah, I'd say majority of the time music is on, it's in the car. But also, like, I feel like I listen to music on my like phone or TV. Yeah,
Decent
I listen to amount. music a lot by myself too.
And the only reason I'm saying is I stopped listening to music is because
You down bad?
there's nothing to, in my opinion, there's nothing new to listen to. Yeah, artists drop stuff, but I don't know.
Well, for me, like I feel like there's always new music to listen to because I mostly listen to like alternative indie shit. It's not like I listen to like one or two artists like consistently. It'll be like a bunch of songs from like a bunch of artists. Yeah, I think it also depends on just like I don't know your music preferences, the type of music you listen to.
True. When do you mostly listen to music? And for why? What reason?
I agree, bro. It's mostly in the car. And I can't listen to it when I want to focus on like homework or anything.
Yeah, me
Like,
neither.
I need absolute silence. I listen to music when I'm like going places, doing
Yeah.
things.
What were you saying though about how you don't know what to listen to or whatever you just said?
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's just like there's music right now has been kind of boring, you know? It's nothing like cool. There'll be like good ass, you know, songs, but I don't know, man. It's just like
Do you think
I feel
COVID
like
has
it
anything
is
to
because
do
of
with it?
COVID. Yeah, like, you know, you can't enjoy music as music's supposed to be enjoyed, you know what I'm saying? Personal and like interpersonal, you know, with other people type shit. So, like, I don't know, man.
You think the lack of like concerts and music festivals also affected like your music, I guess? Not
Yeah,
directly,
probably.
but
I mean, yeah, probably
you were
follow.
expecting that. You know,
Type shit, yeah.
yeah.
I don't know, man. We gotta like see after. See what the fuck.
Alex, well, I don't know. You might go to class, but what we were talking about is the next podcast is just like music, and I don't know. I guess music and COVID. Nothing specific. Like we get to talk about how maybe it helps pass the time and stuff, but you know, just our feelings towards it.
I've found that I've had a lot more music to listen to because of COVID. Because all the artists that I listen to are like super small, and I feel like they've all like had so much more time to work on releasing new shit because of like there's nothing else to do except like you know make music.
Yeah.
Dude, Ariana
So we
Grande
can't.
just snapped. But like fucking, there's one artist I listen to. And they hadn't released anything for like a couple of years, and during COVID they released like three or four singles, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
All because they had nothing to fucking
They dropped
do.
an album.
Probably.
Yeah. I fuck with AC/DC.
Ooh, is there any artist that like that emerged like because of COVID that you just found out?
Low-key. Maybe. I don't know because of COVID, but definitely has given me a lot. COVID's definitely given me a lot more time to, you know, browse for new artists and music and stuff.
Any
No.
recommendations?
Let me see. Let me see. I'm off the top of my head.
Then just let me know why you like it.
Oh, I. Well, there's this guy. He like raps. His name's Drake. I don't know if you know him.
Guy.
He's kind of underground, you know. He's gonna blow up, bro. He's gonna blow up.
Okay.
Nah, dude. Chica from the, what's her name? From the Double XL Cypher.
What, this year's
I
Cypher?
haven't listened
Mad,
to
bro.
it. Yeah, dude. You gotta listen to it. And Mulatto.
Have y'all listened to Flo Milli?
Oh,
Flo
I love Flo Milli.
Milli, baby.
Flo Milli shit.
Flo Milli shit. Miley Cyrus's new rock
Bad
album.
as fuck.
Oh, she, yeah. Besides from that, did you listen to her album?
Oh, Kylo,
I see
Kylo,
him.
Kylo! I listened to it yesterday, actually.
Did you like it? I like the few, not like the majority.
Yeah, not the whole thing, but like, there are
Yeah.
some good songs on there. Good album overall. I'm glad for her. She seems to be happy.
Oh, yeah. Dude, she's like, we've seen her. Dude, we kind of grew up with her.
Yeah, low key.
Star ass.
Kind of saw
Yeah, we have
everything.
seen her cheeks.
Star with a wig on.
Was Hannah Montana, bro.
Yeah. You might have seen Hannah.
You're right, I'm fucking
Not
stupid.
her. Not her, but you've definitely seen Hannah.
Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana. Ooh, dude.
I actually never saw the show, man.
It's good shit. Good shit.
I never had Disney Channel.
Channel
Me either. I just
54.
I heard the Hannah Montana TV, what's it called? Episodes on DVD.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yo, you guys think there's gonna be like a new wave of music post-COVID? Like, it's not gonna be instantaneous, but you know, like some 2016 vibes. You know how that brought a whole new, like, generation, I guess, of rap.
Definitely, there will be changing trends in music. I don't know if because of COVID, but probably all that time spent cooped up in production is gonna speed up the process.
Yo, how many deaths did we see in the music industry during COVID?
Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
That was during COVID? Hey, I
No.
was about to say that shit. I was like longing.
Was a while back. I don't know. I don't remember who died.
King Von.
King Von's the first one that came to mind, for sure. Chicago
I've
rapper, for
never
those of you
listened
guys who
to
don't
him.
know.
Yeah, I didn't
He's
really
from
like
O Block, Chief Keef's block. That's why he's kind of famous. Well, not
Oakbrook.
famous, but like known.
He's from Oakbrook.
What?
Oak Park
Wait, so,
Reservoirs.
do you guys see that like post on Facebook about King Von's death? They said like don't, what's it called? Don't like clown his death or something. Like
Yeah,
someone posted like I don't play like we for real out here in Wood and fucking Schaumburg, and then everyone was clowning him for saying Schaumburg, and they were like
I saw that.
the streets of Woodfield. That's
That's some
funny as
Johnny
fuck.
Dollar type shit.
It was some random white dude, and he was like, "We don't play here in Schaumburg," and then everyone was like, "This motherfucker said Schaumburg."
I don't think like it shook the industry that much, but it definitely shook like the Chicago rap scene or drill music, you know.
Yeah. Pop Smoke died.
Yeah, Pop Smoke.
Dude, can we all agree that the majority of people did not know who Pop Smoke was until he died?
I
I would
did.
say that's a fact.
That's why I said majority.
I listened. Yeah, that was
Yeah.
like your
No,
before you got pop.
I agree. Like I knew who he was, but I didn't listen to his music
Yeah.
until like he died, and I was like, "Oh, let's see what this motherfucker had."
His
But like,
family.
I don't listen to him frequently, though.
Yo, what I heard
Now you're
was,
getting turned, bro. See, like the
after.
way that I walk.
She liked the way that I move.
Oh,
But I heard that when you know, whoever killed him busted into his house, he was like, he was crying. Which, like, I guess any person would, but you know, wouldn't you expect him to be strapped in his own crib?
don't know, bro. Are you strapped in your own
I barely turned 21.
crib? He was 19.
No way, you're lying.
Right? Some shit like that.
Yeah, so you have less of an excuse than Mr.
Hey,
Smoke.
but I'm not rapping about what he does. He was like rapping
Yeah,
about like, you know, hard shit. And he's got to like
was
live up to the name to an extent.
rapping about hard shit. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, if he's rapping about that shit, maybe, but I don't know. I feel like you're not really on guard at your own home.
That's true, but it's also his
That's
fault.
tough, though. Yeah.
You know why he died, right?
I have no clue why
He received
they
a
told you
gift
that, man.
package from somebody. I forgot who specifically, but he put it on his Instagram, like, "Oh, thank you for the gift," with the address right on the gift, and that's how they found him.
Oh, that sucks. Why would he do that?
Don't know.
Yeah, some people just go visit their favorite YouTuber's house and just like go fuck with them.
Yeah.
What the fuck,
Like,
dude?
that's always been, like, happening in Hollywood and shit.
Yeah. That's fucked up, bro. Rip.
But you don't think, like, well, can, like, because, like, happened or something, but personally, you don't think your music has changed, or music taste has been changed or affected, or just your listening habits?
I don't know. I like now I like listen to the same shit a lot. The same music, same songs. Like I just go into like what's my recently added. But I tried, I don't know, I've tried to like making myself committed to making a playlist, but it just hasn't happened yet. Even though we do have a lot more time
On
because
our
of this fucking
hands.
quarantine.
Oh, how do you feel about
Bro.
virtual concerts?
They're cool, but I don't know, it's not the same. It's kind of weird.
How do you feel about some people,
I
or
do
like,
think they
there
should be
being a
free.
fee to join a virtual concert?
Yeah. Nah, yeah, I do think they should be free. Because that's stupid. Like, all of the revenue is going to the artist. Yeah, I understand that. But, like, you're charging people to support you like that, but they're not really, like, getting that full experience. Or, if anything, even more perks. Because, like, that exposure is the same anywhere, you know? Like, I could screen capture it and post it online and, like, watch it from online versus actually paying for it. And why would I? You know?
Yeah, makes sense. Would you I don't know, I feel like I would rather have, like, some, even if they don't send out a t-shirt or something, like a screensaver or
That's no,
something.
that's what I was saying. Like, you only get the chance to watch it. You know, it's then like I said, it's gonna be like the same everywhere. You don't get anything like exclusive thing.
Like, Travis Scott and Fortnite really snapped on that. We
That
were
was
both there for
cool.
that.
Actually, that was dope.
We could move freely in the world. What else? Like, the whole, like, everything that was going on within the world, it just happened with the music and the song.
Just never knew that could be in Fortnite. At least I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know that could be, like, nah. I was gonna say, like, rendered, but I mean, it was pretty intense. Tell me not.
Everything was just insane in there.
Ooh, how do you feel about the fact that other countries are already having festivals and stuff, and in America, we're pretty behind.
Huh?
How do you feel about us being behind, like, in America with COVID and everything, and we could see other countries throwing festivals and concerts already?
Not surprised.
You
I
mad?
don't know, end of the day, like the huh?
You mad about it?
Not really. I mean, it is what it is. I'm more like I don't like to live under anybody, but like type sh I don't know. I mean, obviously under the president, but like
You don't
what's
want to
called in the
reflect
sense
about
that
something you can't change.
exactly, you know, and it's just I it was expected, you know, like. People really can't wait, you know? People can't anything.
True. That's the repercussions of
Ignorance.
ignorance in our country.
Willfulness.
Do you have any, well, I don't know if you've heard, like, how there's, like, underground concerts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You think that's stupid? I kind of think that's stupid just 'cause if, like, somebody gets
Everyone's
infected,
literally.
yeah.
No, everyone's literally coming out sick.
Like, this is why cases are going up. Even if they're not anymore, like, it's, like, why they did. people started like engaging more on social media, which is true, because it went from 9% to 45% in the total industry to like the revenues being based off of streaming and just like online stuff.
Hell yeah.
And like digital sales fell 11%, which I don't understand why, but I guess that's what happens when there's a pandemic.
I mean, people aren't working.
Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know who specifically, but I guess there's less sponsorship since people are going to be doing less stuff. So there's less money.
That's also
around.
True.
I feel like that might be the reason that we feel like music's kind of getting repetitive. Since there's like less sponsorship, there's less ways for people to invest into their new albums and shit. That's why so many are delayed.
I just feel like at one point the artist just needs to do stuff, you know?
Yeah, but like they're still tied to a label. They have.
That's why Uzi was like, I don't know. Even Uzi was still like telling his fans, like, I'm just trying to drop music, but I can't. And he himself was leaking shit.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't see the same kind of energy coming from like someone like Cardi or some shit.
Okay. FP. So yeah. So what you want to see more of is like artists actually trying as a person, like being genuine to who they are.
My music is a business, don't get me wrong, but it is also, at the end of the day, music.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's most likely that long-term, the music industry isn't going to change or be much affected by the pandemic, but, you know, we could still note that there's, you know, differences in pre-corona and how artists are managing their music, their publicity, and what they can do with the limited, you know, being limited with shows. You know, I think it brings more opportunities for other artists to be together and produce different material. You know, it really helps focus on underground artists. As far as trends in the music industry, the pandemic definitely boosted any trend. Artificial intelligence driven music, we're gonna definitely see a surge because, you know, more people are gonna be on their phone, more people are gonna be on looking at streaming services. You know, everything's digital now, almost nothing's gonna be physical or really genuine that makes us want to keep engaging with the music. At least that's how I feel. As we previously stated, we could see this with Playboi Carti. We really just have no clue when he's going to drop. He's just hyping it up. He's been doing this for 2 years, and we're not seeing anything promising in the future. But, you know, Travis Scott this year has really manifested his career. You know, so many endless collaborations. I think he was, like, really set perfect to be able to handle the pandemic. And with all the endorsements he has all the resources available to do so. You know, as we can see, the video game we were talking about, where it included a virtual concert, was Travis Scott. You know, that was probably the most engaging you could get. We were talking about Uzi and how he wanted out of his record label and he would leak his own music since his record label wouldn't allow him to. I think we're gonna see a lot of artists, you know, gravitate more towards, you know, having their say in things, moving towards an artist-friendly streaming platform, where ultimately they have control over their music, which in return will increase, you know, better interaction with their fans and their audience. Since everything is digital, and we noted that trends have increased since the pandemic, it's kind of crazy to say that, well, although it did before, now literally the internet is going to be running the music industry as to where it's going to be set post-COVID. Since people like myself have been getting tired of their playlist, or I guess just like their music, and I talked about opening possibilities to being open to new music, we're gonna see a lot of that happen, and hopefully we see a lot of old trends coming back, eras or music styles, if that makes sense. And the reason I'm saying this is because, You know, if you're gonna get tired of the music you're listening to, you're gonna be more open to listen to other music. You're probably gonna find more genres, and it's very possible that people will revert to or listen to a past style of music, and it'll be like a snowball effect. More people are gonna start liking it, and it's just gonna be a whole new era of the same music in previous decades, I guess. Like, who knows, maybe techno might come back. That's very possible. I think that part of the reason that the music industry, more specifically the rap industry, might have fallen off is we can't relate to, or we don't find what artists are rapping or speaking about that enticing, or it can't relate to us as much as it did previously, pre-corona, because you know, they're still like rapping about like their lifestyle and everything going well, but other people may not be going through that, maybe going through something different, or they realize that how the whole music industry is built, all hype, materialistic things. To that extent, you know, people have seen the downsides of the pandemic, and they just started focusing on more genuine forms of music, is one way to put it. You know, social distancing, quarantine. Although there are some artists like Future that include stuff about the coronavirus, it's nothing about promoting all that. It's just, you know, who's hot. And keeping the attention of the audience, that's really what most artists have to focus on during the pandemic until life goes back to normal. I think part of the reason that, along with part of the reason of not being able to relate to artists anymore, or like their music, it's probably because of a social status thing, like, you know, income. Less fans are gonna be able to, you know, their fans, most fans are gonna have less money too, as any person during the pandemic, to move around and waste on materialistic things like fan merch and all that. You know, fans have less disposable income. That means that it's gonna be less money in the pockets of artists, music labels, that too. That's why artists have to find new ways of engagement, or new ways that they can increase revenue, and that's where I think the industry partially failed, because they could have, or depending on the label, they could have added their own little gifts, like free t-shirts, virtual wallpapers, or just something virtual that you get for a fee for joining the concert. But the one like Lil Uzi Vert, it didn't include any incentives. It was just however much you paid, it probably wasn't much over $20, but you just experience this live, practically Zoom concert. And I don't know, I don't think a lot of people would want to use their money on that. If you got like something sent out, like I said, like merch, you know, that would be cool, and people would still be into the virtual concerts. When it comes to when life goes back to normal, it's gonna be cool to see how live concerts go back to being a live concert, whether there's gonna be restrictions, depending on whether the pandemic has fully been lifted or dealt with. Festival and concert etiquette is gonna change. I know personally, when somebody was thirsty and the security was handing out water, everybody would share it. Even if it was just waterfall, that still carries the possibility of transferring the coronavirus. It's gonna be interesting to see how everything goes back. I hope not get my taste in music back, but I know, just find the joy in music. Or maybe I just gotta take a break from it. That's something, you know, everybody has to figure out, find out. Beauty of the pandemic, everybody's focusing on one thing, whether it be themselves or fixing something else. Thank you for tuning in on this episode of The Chandeliers.